had a system where they were letting people combine lots, and then something happened and they wrote a rule that did not allow owners to combine lots anymore. Can you do it with the county? Absolutely. But again, they would want to research, because I want to say that those owners had done that, but then there was a lawsuit and they lost. And I'm not sure all the details, but just what I had heard through the system.
Okay.
We have a member that's on the board. Should we ask him?
Well, I think at this point, I don't know if it's worth dragging this point out. I think at this point, we just move forward, and that's something that the lot owners would need to do on their own time.
Right. Yeah. We have a question to answer, and that's the request for the variance. So we need a motion. Or a non-motion.
Yeah, I would move to deny the request for variance on the 2025-01.
I don't think we can do that. It has to be worded in such a way that you're asking for approval, and then you decide whether or not you would approve it or not. But we do have to have a motion.
Are you're denying all of them? You wouldn't give any of the setbacks? All three? Okay.
Yeah, if they can combine the lots and build, then I think we should hold to it.
So that's our reason behind it. Yep. And I think there's still an avenue if the requestants or the homeowners came to us and said, there's a reason we can't do that, but we haven't heard that reason yet.
Absolutely.
Whether it's too narrow or the HOA doesn't allow it, then we would consider a setback variance. But at this point, you're saying... They have a lot. They have another option. We need to go through there first. Okay.
Yeah, that's my point of view. Now, if like Trent says, it's impossible to combine those lots and build on both of them, then that's totally different.
Yeah. Okay.
Then they're stuck to trying to put a structure on the lot that they're requesting, and I'd have a way different attitude about it at that point.
Okay.
I think I'm in agreement. You want to make that motion again in a positive way?
I would make that motion in a positive way. I move that we approve the variances for the project of 2025-010V.
And I would second that to get it to vote.
Okay. All in favor? All opposed?
Aye.
Nay.
Aye.
Nay. So that was
four
nay. Four opposed. Okay.
Yeah, and if you can't build on that other lot, if that's out of the question, then I'm a lot more amenable to some type of a variance that would allow you to build.
And also consider the awning and how much of a part that plays in the construction of it.
It's the drip line of the roof.
Right.
Is what's considered the structure. If there's no roof, there's no drip line.
Sounds good. So go back, double check, see if we can even do that with the HOA, and then to look at our plans and see if it's possible for us to be able to fit it if we moved it over to the middle part of the lot.
Sounds like a plan.
And not the board, but me personally, but I wouldn't be the 1 foot setback guy even on the front. You know, it'd need to be more. Maybe five, maybe, you know, it depends on how the house can be configured.
Okay, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
The next item is 2025-011V. Lance and Luann Riffle.
Okay. Case number 2025-011V, Lance and Luann Riffle are seeking a variance from a setback approved November 12, 1997 for Yogi Bear Yellowstone Park Resort. The applicant is seeking a 3 foot, 6 inch side property line setback, 2 feet less than the required five. I don't know if that's quite right. Allowing for a carport to be constructed 3 feet from the side property line as per the variance approved on in 1997. So let me give you an idea. This is just right beside. We were right here. This is just down a little bit. Right over here. On Honeycomb Lane, this is the property in question. I think the applicant also owns this parcel to the north.
Yes, sir.
R1 zoning. He did have it surveyed, so when I got up there, I've got some pictures on that. It might help you a little bit. But I tried to just give you an idea here of the front of how you would go into the lot. And here's the roadway, Honeycomb, right there. Of course, he's got pretty much a little retaining wall just back of the lot line. And this would be on the south side. This is the north side. You see it. Kind of the same thing, just short of the retaining wall there. It's kind of looking from the north, looking south. You can see that line again and the retaining wall right in there. And here's what he submitted. I'm assuming that Honeycomb is here, even though it says the address here. I think Honeycomb's down here, but I'll let him speak to this. I'm a little puzzled by this drawing, but I'll let him speak to that. So I'll turn it over to the board.
Do we have Mr. Riffle here?
I'm here.
Okay. If you could just approach and state your name, please.
My name's Lance Riffle.
Okay.
Can I walk up there
sure.
and point?
Sure.
Okay. I'm asking for a 2-foot variance. He showed the property line over there. The plan is 5 foot for a 14-wide carport, and I wanted to put a 14-foot building. I have a sewer utility right here. That's why I can't go any more than 14. And I have a water utility that's 2.5 foot from the property line. That's why I wanted to come 3 foot and be able to obtain the 14-foot width. Because I with 5 foot and 5 foot, 14 and 14, we're at 38. And the back of the property is, according to the survey, the first survey said it was 37, and the first survey said it was 36. So there's like a foot variance between the first surveys. But anyway, if I go without the 2-foot variance, I'm going to end up, if I make a 14-wide building, I'm going to be over the sewer. I don't want to be over the sewer line. I want to keep the water line and the sewer line. They're not going to be used. I just want them there. They should not be covered, you know. So, and I want to point out one other thing, too, on your pictures. I'll go back to your photographs.
Okay.
One more. Okay. Here you can see, this is the property line. That's where the water service is. And so I want to come over 3 foot instead of 5 foot. And the other thing is that if you look at this, even though this is the property line, essentially, this property ends here at this wall. So I would, even with the variance, have a 5-foot separation between this property and that. I know that's kind of gobbledygook, but you see what I'm saying? So basically, I wanted to do a 14-foot slab to put a shed on, and I want to have it in between the water on one side and the sewer on this side.
Can I ask a question? Have you requested a variance in the past? Is there an existing variance that's been granted for this that we're increasing? Did I understand that right?
No, I was speaking to the variance for the whole park in general.
Okay.
They shrank
okay.
that in 1997.
I see.
Shrank the county standard down.
That we, yep, okay.
Hey, guys, I need a little clarity on that drawing. Which side is Honeycomb on? Is it on the same side that the water's on?
This is Honeycomb.
So Honeycomb would be on the west side.
Yes, Honeycomb's on the west.
Okay, so if I'm looking at this drawing, that means the water, the drawing here says a approximate location of water, that's on the Honeycomb street side?
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't the setback be 10 feet?
Well, it's about 15 feet back.
Okay, well, I'm looking at a drawing that shows, if you're saying that, am I looking at the, oh.
We can look at the same.
Wait, whoa. Those are addresses on there. That's not Honeycomb Lane.
Okay, what side is the street on? That's all I need to verify.
The west side.
Well, I can see that on the map, but on your drawing, based on where your setbacks are, is the electric pole on the Honeycomb side? Is the water line on the Honeycomb side? I see the north there. So, okay, so the west side. In your gravel, I just saw your north. Okay, now
yes.
I'm
out. Yes, yes.
It's hiding in the gravel.
Gotcha.
Any other questions?
So, if the building were 12 foot instead of 14 foot, we wouldn't need a variance? Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Board, do you have any additional questions for the applicant?
Yeah, I got a couple more questions. So,
yes, sir.
On the, what is the distance from parkour doesn't matter. The setback distance from the south side of the carport. How far is that carport line to the property line?
5 foot.
You said it's 5 foot.
Yeah. 5 foot. So he's only asking for, on the north side of the drawing you're looking at, a 2 foot variance there. And there's a slide that I don't think you're able to see, Trent, which shows that there's a retaining wall that the neighbor has that is pretty much 2 feet back from the property line. And so therefore, really, the usable section of the neighbor's property is 2 feet behind where the property line is. So even though I think his point is, even though I'm asking for a 3 foot setback, really, this is 5 feet from anything that's going to be used in the neighbor's lot.
Okay.